In this bulletin, the Taliban announces a new government for Afghanistan. El Salvador becomes the first country to introduce Bitcoin as legal tender. And in sport, a victory for the Socceroos in Vietnam. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Taliban's announced a new caretaker government for Afghanistan and declared the country an Islamic emirate. All 33 members of the acting government are drawn from the ranks of the Taliban. The role of the Prime Minister has gone to Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund, a co-founder of the military group. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid made the announcement through an interpreter.
First, we have decided to just announce a caretaker government so that we are accountable. But for that, for now, the caretaker government is for solving the current problems that we have.
The Taliban have fired shots into the air to disperse dozens of protesters in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The group of around 70 people, mostly women, rallied outside the Pakistani embassy against what they see as Pakistan's help for the Taliban in fighting to take the last province resisting their rule. This protester explained her frustrations to the BBC.
Afghan women want their country to be free. They want Afghanistan to be rebuilt. We are tired. We are tired of Pakistan bombing Panjshir. When will our voices be heard?
Meanwhile, a doctor in the western city of Herat says two people have been shot dead and eight wounded in a protest. Police in Brazil are guarding the entrance to the country's Supreme Court following warnings that supporters of the president Jair Bolsonaro might try to storm the building. His supporters have gathered in major cities responding to his call to demonstrate. The president has accused the Supreme Court and the Congress of blocking his reforms. President Bolsonaro's approval ratings have dropped to an all-time low, and his opponents say the rallies are designed to bolster his electoral stocks. Elections are due in October next year. With warmer weather ahead, new research from the Royal Lifesaving and Surf Lifesaving has revealed an increase in drowning deaths over the past 12 months. Key factors include people swimming at unfamiliar locations, lengthy lockdown exhaustion, and interruptions to regular swimming habits during the pandemic. New data shows there were 294 drowning deaths, 20% higher than last year. The National Manager of Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving, Alison Marney, says COVID restrictions have made people seek remote places to escape crowds or swim outside patrolled hours and take more trips to isolated beaches, rivers or lakes. Ms. Marney says the new water safety campaign is aimed particularly at multicultural and migrant communities.
There's an increased drowning risk around the home at the moment. Parents are working from home, schooling from home, but that can lead to a lapse in supervision of young children. And in fact, we did see 25 drowning deaths among children between the ages of 0 and 4 in the last year. Yeah, look, I'd also encourage people to visit the Royal Lifesaving website. We do have a number of water safety resources translated into the most common languages in New South Wales. When people do have more freedom, they're going to be busting to get out to swim.
El Salvador has become the first country to introduce Bitcoin as legal tender. People can now use the digital currency along with the US dollar to pay for goods and services. This street vendor has told the BBC she doesn't welcome the change.
I don't like that. I don't accept it, even for just a moment. When I'm asked how much money I made, I like to take out the roll of bills and say, look, this is the roll of bills, and I see my money, how much I have made.
And in football, Ryan Grant's first goal for his country has secured the Socceroos a hard-fought 1-0 World Cup qualifying win over Vietnam. The win, coupled with victory over China, means Australia have two wins from their opening two matches in the third stage of qualifying. Well, now today's weather. Perth becoming cloudy and 25 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny day and 22. Melbourne, mostly sunny, a top of 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, some morning frost, mostly sunny and 18. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, similar, 24. Possible shower in Cairns, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.